Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
The Lando storyline, it's really great. And I do like Jabba's Palace and that kind of the scum and villainy and the mafia vibe of that place was always alluring. Because who's his advisor? He's a Twi'lek, isn't he?
Yeah, Bib Fortuna.
Bib Fortuna.
I hate that guy.
I know, but you love him, right? Like the creepy nails and stuff.
Hate him.
Okay.
I always you know when you watch something when you're little and I just can't get rid of that feeling of just like just let him talk to Jabba. It's Luke Skywalker. Like
he's come all this way. Give him a crack.
He's got a plan.
He had like a there was a weird sexual vibe in there too, wasn't it? Because there was all the sexy dancers. Why did Jabba have sexy? Like, what were they going to do? Is he attracted to them, the stripper dancers, the Twi'leks? Wouldn't he be attracted to other huts?
Yeah, that is a question I have.
It's like me having a den and just having, like, sexy cats run around in little bikinis and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, dance it up. My little pussies, yeah. You would love that. Yeah, bad example.
I don't get the irony of your example at all.
It's like me having little chimpanzees doing sexy dances for me around here. That's not right. You're disgusting, Jabba. Maybe I'm just bigoted. Maybe I'm prejudiced.
Well, I don't know. He seemed to really like Leia. I don't know. He said that soon that you will appreciate me.
Yeah, well, they tried to get married, didn't they? Yeah, that's not quite right.
Mm. But it is weird that they just all... Like, Jabba just had... It seemed like a giant slumber party every night. Like, everyone just slept out around him.
Yeah.
Like, that's bizarre. You didn't see that in The Godfather.
And he had... What's his little pet? His little...
Salacious Crumb.
Salacious Crumb. The very same. It sounds like a Roald Dahl character. But, yeah, I just love that palace. I think it was really beautifully done.
I love the palace. Yeah. I was just... There's something about all those... Just the Jedi. I think I just caught it... Like, my memory was more working better or something. I was able to appreciate it all a lot
right,
more.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I had to go back and watch Empire Strikes Back to really appreciate how great that film is and, like, sort of a bit more structurally and the way it all works that way. Yeah,
yeah, I was in a debate the other day with someone and they were like, I can't believe, like, you know, Jedi over Empire. And I'm like, well, Empire's the better film, but Return of the Jedi is my favourite.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 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 totally. You can separate those two things.
Yeah, like...
It's sentimentality. And
yeah, like, it's like, you know, like, Nelson Mandela might be the greatest person ever, but he's not my favourite.
Steel, you're on shaky territory right now. I don't know where the sentence is going, but I wish you luck.
But the best doesn't have to be your favourite. That's
no,
what
okay.
I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just your favourite.
Who do you like more than Nelson Mandela?
Jar Jar Binks. Jar Jar Binks did his fair share for freedom. Don't worry about that. And also got the person that ruined the galaxy elected. So, to and fro.
What are the things in the prequels that you like? And again, sorry if you've covered this. But I like the asteroid sequence. I like when they... I don't like when they kill all the Jedis, but I found that very moving. When the Sith, like, you know, turned on everyone. That was pretty full on.
Mm-hmm. I like...
Do you like the Yoda fighting? I like the Yoda fighting.
I love the Yoda fighting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It started, I was laughing, and then I was like, oh no, this is fucking good ass. He's a badass. He's going to kick some goddamn old wrinkly man ass.
I actually love the end of Attack of the Clones. From the moment that Samuel L. Jackson rocks up in the Geonosian arena and ignites his saber... And then all the Jedi are around, and you see all the sabers light up. I was like, And I was actually I went and saw it with Dempsey.
Yeah.
And he was sitting next to me and he goes, "I, you know, you were standing up for the last 45 minutes of the film." I was like this on the seat, just like I was my body had so much adrenaline.
You're talking to me like a born again Christian right now. It's like the spirit entered me, man, and it was like, I've got to change my life, man. I got to focus on my Jedi training, man.
But from then, and then all the Jedi come, and then they all get cornered, and obviously, spoiler alert, everyone. And then when Yoda rocks up with the clones, and then you work out, because I always thought the clones were bad guys. Like before, when there's Attack of the Clones and the Clone Wars, like it's all spoken about, and even in all the publicity coming up to it, I was like, you know, I just thought they were bad guys.
It's not going to be good, yeah.
And I love that, the duplicity of how they start out as, you know, they're fighting for the, you know, they're still fighting for the and the Republic.
Yeah, and there's something there about, you know, America arming all these, you know, guerrilla, like in Afghanistan, arming Osama bin Laden to fight against the Russians, and then suddenly they're becoming, you know, the worst force ever, you know what I mean? Like, there's actually something, I think there's something to that.
Yeah, so you should only give arms to robots in the Middle East, because then afterwards you can just turn them off.
Absolutely. Makes sense.
But yeah, I love that, and then I love when Yoda rocks up. I love when the worst animated female in film history runs across the sand. That's amazing. Do you know the bit where Padme falls out of the ship, and then she gets up and it's this horrible animation of her running through the sand?
Oh, yeah.
It's very bizarre. And then when Yoda fought, I was like, I was so amped.
That's so funny. I got to see I saw The Dark Knight Rises sitting next to Will Anderson, who may have ingested some wacky tobacco beforehand, or maybe he just loves that film. I think we all know how much he loves that series. But watching, I love that film, it's incredible. But having Will Anderson next to me losing his mind at every single part, particularly the final fight when, you know, like the final Bane Batman fight on the steps of like Parliament stuff, with every punch, he was just like, "Oh!" I was like, "Be quiet, Will, it's a film." But
he was inserting the sound effects from the 60s Batman.
Boom, pow!
Biff!
I loved it. It was great.
What else? I love the opening of the Revenge of the Sith. That shot where they're flying, and then it opens up into the big battle. Because that's sort of something that you've always wanted to see.
Yes.
I don't know. I sort of wonder if there was enough wish fulfillment in the prequels of things that you just wanted to. Like, I just wanted to see Jedi's kick ass.
Yeah.
Like, really. And that's why I love that, the Genosian scene.
Yeah.
Is like, it was them kicking ass. What else is... I don't know, there's tons of good... There was an edited version of the three films together in one thing.
Right.
And so it's just major plot points.
Right.
It's cracking.
Okay, great.
There's cracking. There's no trips to a 60s diner to get hints about anything. It's just...
Yeah, that's right.
It's just straight up Jedi.
Yeah, okay. None of that playing around in the grass, rolling around, and Anakin riding those big cow things or whatever.
No.
It's all cut.
There's none of that. There's no riding of big cows.
That's a shame.
In this version, you've got no idea on Anakin's policy on sand. No idea at all. You have to read some fan fiction to find out that.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.